see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Tuesday. Terrific Tuesday, May 27th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, I hope you took time yesterday to remember the fallen heroes that sacrificed everything for our country. Memorial Day 2025. Greatly appreciate what they did for us. Look at a lot of the history yesterday, was going through different things, realizing that they died for us. And a couple of times throughout watching various shows, sporting events, things yesterday, for the first time, it kind of hit me that a lot of patriotic Americans realize that what they died for gave us the ability to do what we do. A couple of Detroit Tigers, Tarek Skubal, who pitched a historic complete game shutout to stop the bleeding against Cleveland, sat in the dugout and watched as the Tigers beat the San Francisco Giants in their first game of the series that started yesterday, Memorial Day. And during the interview from the dugout, when they were talking to him basically about his performance on Sunday, they brought up Memorial Day. And he said, I am so thankful those people died, sacrificed their lives so that I could do what I do for a living with my family, my fellow teammates, this organization, this city of Detroit. Perhaps none of this is possible except for the fact that they died for us. Jason Benetti, the sports announcer, had already said basically the same thing without knowledge that Tarek Skubal felt the same way. He said, you know, I broadcast sports. I love this guy. He's a geeky little nerd. I love him. He's funny, spontaneous. And he says things sometimes that are quirky and off the record, off the topic, I should say, of not being, you know, precisely on the point. But what he does say is very reflective and sometimes makes you think. And he said, these people died for us, and I'm able to broadcast sports. Tarek Skubal, basically the same thing later in the game. And it made me realize that we all do what we do We make a living. We pay the bills. We have a business. We do what we do with our lives. Maybe we're retired and now we're looking for things to do. Well, guess what? You have that freedom to do whatever you want because they died for us. And hopefully you took time to reflect on it. Hopefully you enjoyed the Jerry Stewart's Tribute to Heroes show that was on yesterday from 9 to noon, repeated again this morning. Text me if you enjoyed it. Text me if for some reason you didn't like it, too many interviews, whatever. Just interact with me, 231-360-5140. Let me know what you think. But hopefully you took time to reflect like they did, like we did, like I did. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We're excited. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill, let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, you woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is Tuesday, terrific Tuesday, this time slot with Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office in Sheboygan, downtown Main Street, Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy. Oop, got to hit the mute button. There you go.
Sorry about that. Thank you. Yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. Hey, I wanted to talk to you because a good friend of mine, she didn't want me to mention her name on the show, so I won't embarrass her. But a good friend of mine called me and said, Randy, I was climbing some stairs up to a deck, and when I reached the top of the deck, I felt something pop behind my knee, and it hurt. It was a searing pain. She went to the doctor, and I believe she said Indian River, and he said, you know, there's no need for surgery at this point. Doesn't appear that you tore any ligaments or anything, but you definitely did something. And she said, well, you know, she said, I've been hearing about, and a good friend of mine told me about this laser light treatments, and said that would probably help me with the pain. And he went, oh, yeah. He said, I heard about them on the radio last week. It's Dr. Gary Willey's office, a chiropractic office up in Sheboygan. And she went, oh, so you heard of him? He says, oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely try it. Definitely give him a call and go try it. So she called you and set up an appointment and explained to you what was going on with her knee, shooting pain down in her calf. She said it was so painful, she couldn't even sleep at night. She was having problems sleeping. And she called me. She was all excited. And she's like, oh, my God, it was so fantastic. And by the way, she's known you for years. And I didn't even, she didn't know it when I said it. She didn't know who you were. But when she saw your face, it all clicked. But explain, basically, when she came in and was complaining of this knee popping thing and the pain where it was and how it was going down her calf, what was your read on what her symptoms were, and what did you basically do to her?
Well, we did the same thing that we do with most people. You just, you know, bare the skin in the area so that the light can penetrate the skin. And then the two lasers, the synchronized lasers, they just paint the area that I set up on the machine, and it exposes the skin to, you know, both of the frequencies that do two different things. One takes care of the inflammation, and one affects the and disrupts the pain sensors to the brain. So it is a very easy, painless treatment.
Excellent. And she said she felt it almost immediately, but especially the next day or two, I think, actually, after she
had really treatment. Good.
Yeah. So she's doing a lot better. And she says, actually, she's looking forward to her second treatment with you. I don't know if she's got that scheduled with you or not yet, but very much looking forward to it. And I asked her, I said, what did it feel like to you? Because I know what it felt like to me when I did it on my shoulder, especially. And she described it almost similar, like this real nice, warm, tingling sensation. Mm-hmm. Is that basically most of the feedback you get from most people?
Actually, it's probably half the people mentioned that they feel anything like that. But I have this other gentleman. He ended up having a fall, or a couple of falls the beginning of the year, and then and at the end of this last year, he was pulling a deer out of the woods and threw it in the back of his truck, and doing that, he hurt his wrist, his shoulder, and the falls, you know, created pain in his lumbar. So his lumbar was, when he came in, he's a listener of yours, at a pain scale of 8 to 10. And after one week of treatments, which I think it was just two times, he's down to a 1 or a 2.
Fantastic.
In his lumbar.
Fantastic.
And in his wrist, it went from a 6 down to a 2.
Down to a 2. So basically two different separate applications, two different treatments.
Yes.
at the same visit with you.
Yep, and we are treating his shoulder too now, and that is also less. So, but the extreme one was obviously his lumbar, just after one treatment, just to go from an 8 to a 10. It was an 8 constantly and a 10 once in a while, you know, so the constant was the 8, and to go down to a 1 or a 2.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's amazing. Well, see, and the thing of it is, and again, you need to get a hold of Stacy, her office, and ask your questions. Explain to them basically what your symptoms are so that they can ask you some questions and make sure that you're clear, number one, to be able to get this treatment. Because, again, Stacy, you mentioned people sometimes with pacemakers for heart situations or cancer patients. Explain that process to people so they understand perhaps they really want to come and get a treatment, but maybe they can't because of cancer or pacemaker situation, whatever. Explain that situation to some of our listeners that might apply to them.
Well, there's one other thing, too. It's if you're taking a anticoagulant blood thinner, that doesn't mean that we can't treat the people that have are taking this medication. It just means that you could bruise, but we still ask about it. Obviously, the cancer, if you've cleared within 2 years, then we can treat you. And with the pacemaker, then you'll just have to give our office a call. It is, you know, case by case, and the doctor will have to talk to you, possibly your cardiologist or something, so to find out if that can be done too. So there are some things that we can't do, contraindications, but we can also check into it. Just give us a call and talk to Carlene, and she'll ask you the questions, and, you know, sometimes we can, you know, talk to Dr. Willie, and he can speak with your cardiologist and see what we can do.
Well, that's exactly what happened with Brett Gooding. He gave us permission to talk about his case and with his heart situation and his pacemaker. But Dr. Gary himself actually checked into it and found, because he was going to use the laser on him, on his back and below the waist, you know, down in the lower spine area where he was, you know, basically pinched the nerve, got some chiropractic adjustments, got the laser too, but he found out that he could treat him with the laser because it wasn't anywhere near the heart nor the pacemaker. It was on his back, his lower back, so he was face down on the table. So, yeah, every situation is different, but Carlene at your office, the best way to call, the best number to call, I should say, 231-627-4300, and again, they're located at 323 North Main Street in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from Mulligan's Restaurant. And if you want that information, I have the folder set up on my phone. Just text me LASER, LASER, and I'll send you this contact information. One other thing I did want to talk to you about today is sometimes, and it's really interesting, I'll get a phone call, maybe you guys get a phone call, but different people have different situations going on. Like you say, somebody's back, somebody's wrist, somebody's shoulder, somebody's knee. But basically, this technology, Stacy, can be used on every body part, like the commercial said. It doesn't matter if it's your feet, knees, hip, it doesn't really matter because it's a generic laser treatment that affects cells, inflammation, and pain receptors. So basically, it can be used anywhere on the body. Is there any specific case you can think of that maybe we haven't talked about, like maybe elbows or fingers or anything like that? Have you come across any of those type of cases?
Yes, elbows, definitely, and not very often. I myself am included in that. I woke up one morning and my elbow was at a 90 degree angle and I couldn't get it any straighter. And then Dr. Gary Willie went ahead and adjusted it a few times and got it as straight in, you know, over a couple of days.
Sure.
And got it as straight as it is, which is probably still bent at like 15 degrees. It doesn't straighten out anymore. I went and had it checked, obviously, and there's arthritis in there and there's nothing they can do. So I didn't know that. I am now, you know, midlife. So arthritis is prevalent with a lot of people. Who knew that that could affect an elbow? So, yes, I have treated it for pain. You bet. And
Now, in taking the therapy, the light therapy, laser light therapy on it, has that gotten more range of motion, or has it just eliminated the arthritis pain?
Nope, it does not affect a mechanical action of your body. It can't take away arthritis. It can't put a shoulder back in. It can't put a back back in. It can affect the cells around it. So it creates the ATP, the adenosine triphosphate, which provides energy and supports the, you know, the processes in the body, which are your cells healing and replicating. So you're kicking out the toxins and the debris, and you are actively healing them. So your body then would heal itself 30 to 40% faster in all of those tissues. I ended up with, you know, no pain anymore in the elbow, and haven't had that for months. But that doesn't mean that if I, you know, do something to it, like you had done once to your shoulder, that it wouldn't, you know, have it again if you cause inflammation, if you, you know, have a little more of an accident of some sort, or like you took a step and jerked it. What if I, you know, I could do something or hit it on a door or a wall or something like that and reactivate it and might need another treatment or two. Yeah, that, exactly.
You're talking about when I went out to the mailbox in the dark and miscalculated my driveway and stepped in the ditch and waved my arm to catch my balance and like, jerked my shoulder. I remember that.
Exactly.
Story.
That's very common. It's very common. Sometimes the slip is worse than the fall. And people have to come in just as much for those.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I got another text. I didn't know this. One of our listeners says she knows you as Stacy in Sheboygan, Dr. Gary Willie's office, but she said that her and her friends have used you over the years for laser hair removal, stubborn chin hairs and things. That is something you do as well.
Yes, I've had that business for over 20 years, and I do laser hair removal, microdermabrasion, and electrology. You bet.
Okay.
Yes. That's like, why it was very easy to pick
up. Is this the same Stacy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. And like I said, the good friend of mine did not realize who you were. 20 years and homeschooling and different things. And she's like, sports with the kids. And I'm like, it's a small world out there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, final thoughts, anything you'd like to share with the audience before we let you go for today?
Yes. If you do this, then you might not need your pain meds, which then, you know, gives you an overall better quality of life and a comfort level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, text me laser, LASER, and I'll send you the phone number. Give Carlene a call at the office. She has some questions for you. You can ask questions of her. The number is 231-627-4300. And again, located at 323 North Main Street, Sheboygan, Michigan, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. A lot of people seem to know what that is. But most importantly, I guess, what I would like to add to this is it definitely worked for me. It worked on my shoulder. It worked on my lower back. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to come see you again for my lower back. I've done something to it, and I can't get this nagging pain. So I'm going to be seeing you real soon, Stacy. But most importantly, you know, knee replacements, all the things that, you know, so many people, our listeners, have come and seen Stacy do her magic. Maybe try it out. You get a 2-pack. If you call and mention Chuck or Randy, if you mention the show, you get 2 treatments for a low price, and greatly appreciate you doing it. Stacy, thank you so much for providing this service to our listeners.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number 1. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source,